Juneau's Jacqueline Johnson Peta has risen in her career to run the National Congress of American Indians in Washington, D.C. Her personal path to education and success wasn't easy or perfect. Yesterday, she shared her personal story. Today, Peta outlines the National Congress of American Indians' top goals for improving Native education. APRN's Libby Casey has the story as part of our series on Alaska Native education.
When Jackie Johnson Peta first left Juneau for college in Utah, she didn't feel at home and eventually dropped out. The food was different, the clothing, and she knows that's a common story.
How do we keep our children in school? I wasn't the only student who had difficulty transitioning. To be able to have a program that creates some mentorship, but also just some peer support to be able to make it through.
Peta's organization, the National Congress of American Indians, wants to see more programs established in colleges and by tribes to mentor young Native students so they don't get lost. But she says before teenagers even get through the door of a college classroom, they need support.
The first thing I think is important is for Native parents to be able to really realize how important it is before that kid goes to school that you got a plan for them to go to college.
Peta says in order for parents to get excited about college, they need to feel involved in their kid's school. That's both the school's responsibility to welcome them, and it's up to the parents to be more engaged in how the school is performing. She says they should think of themselves as consumers demanding a good service. Peta says one way to help families and students feel more involved is to bring Native culture into the classroom. Her grandchildren go to Juneau's Glacier Valley Elementary School, which recently added a Tlingit name.
And my grandchildren who go to school there were so proud to be able to be part of those who dance and sing and put that potlatch on to rename that school. I know they will feel differently about education because they feel like they belong.
Peta and NCAI are working on ways to reward students to encourage them and help them stand out among college applicants. She says other communities like Latinos and African Americans have done a good job of creating award programs for their star kids.
And the students are able to then build a resume of these awards that really, you know, look pretty great when they're competing to go to certain schools.
Peta's organization has been front and center in the discussion about how to rewrite the national education policy to make it better for Native students. They recently sat down with the White House to talk about its education blueprint. She says NCAI's top priority is strengthening tribal control of education.
And that's really to be able to get the tribal governments involved with the education policies that are developed locally, to be able to get the tribal governments in coordination when it's a public school system so that they're actually part of the decision-making body, as other governments are around the school systems.
They also want to see better data on Native students throughout the country. So if a child moves from an Alaska village to Anchorage or the lower 48, her progress and growth can be tracked. NCAI isn't the only group pushing for reforms. The National Indian Education Association has been telling Congress what it thinks should be the top goals. President-elect Mary Jane Oatman Wackwack says they, too, want to see more tribal involvement.
Strengthening tribal education authority or department's roles over Indian education is one of those that, you know, it's multifaceted. It will allow for a lot of different innovative approaches, you know, from birth to, you know, college transition.
Oatman Wackwack says culturally based education, like Alaska's Native Ways of Knowing model, should be used throughout the country. She wants to see support for more Native teachers and incentives for all good teachers to live in villages or on reservations. She says they're more likely to stay if their spouses can get decent jobs and if their kids have opportunities. And Oatman Wackwack says when Native educators aren't available, the community can still get involved.
So where there may be a lack of Native teachers within the school, they can supplement that through having other reflections of themselves within the school, maybe not in a teacher capacity, but in another role where they can have a positive self-image of a Native person, a successful Native person within their community, and be able to interact with them.
Mary Jane Oatman Wackwack is Nez Perce. Neither of her parents graduated from high school. And she says NIEA's goal is to keep increasing the number of Alaska Native and American Indian students who do graduate and start down the path of successful careers. And she believes they'll be even stronger if they're grounded in their traditions, heritage, and language, and more likely to contribute to their tribe. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.